It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
It's helpful, so I'm Podoween.
Hey everybody, welcome. Today we had a couple listener requests. So we're kind of taking a look at it, and one of the requests that we had was related to our friend H.H. Holmes. Now, if you don't know H.H. Holmes, he's the devil in the White City, as he was called. And he basically used the Chicago World's Fair to, commit some extra murders. There's a book by the name Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, which is a pretty great accounting and thorough of his exploits. Can we call them that? Exploits? But what I thought would be kind of interesting is to take a look at one thing that H.H. Holmes did that was pretty interesting. Was that he basically built, you know, what is called kind of a murder castle, right? And he had various things in the castle that he could use to kill people. You know, like, for example, he had, like, body chutes. So they're kind of like laundry chutes, but they were concealed in the wall. So you could dump a corpse into the basement from various places in the house. He had rooms that, you know, would seal off, and they had like steel walls so that air couldn't get in and out. He had one that had, I guess, gas. He could fill the room with gas and kill somebody. And it seemed like he had quite a few that were basically just to people would get stuck in them. And then they would be stuck in there forever. So it was pretty fascinating, I guess. I mean, it's horrific and great, right? And what I really wanted to focus on, though, was the murder castle. And there was this illustrator named Holly Carden who made a pretty cool cutaway version of it, right? And so she talks a little bit about her process of it's a very detailed sort of drawing that kind of maps out the house and the various horrible shit in it. And you can find it online if you look at Holly Carden, H.H. Holmes, whatever. And she talks about a lot of what she did, right? Because she thought it would be a quick project. This is kind of how it goes with these horrifying projects, I've learned. You think it'll be something quick you can do real fast, but not so much. You get into it and it ends up taking months, right? And it took a bunch of research to do because basically, you know, part of what Holmes did was hire a bunch of different architects and stuff like that to build it, and different builders and stuff. So he'd have someone build part and then fire them and build part and fire them so that he would have parts of the house only he knew about, right? Passages, a staircase, you know, that went straight down to the basement, bunch of shit like that. So what she kind of did is she got the structure of the exterior, and then she put a sheet of vellum over the top and started breaking it down floor by floor. Right, and decided how to cut away to show the most important things. So she started with, you know, the big chute in the staircase for dumping bodies and kind of centered everything around that, right? And it's pretty cool. Like, you can check out the blog and how she did this. She had to wear long black gloves because she didn't want to get greasy fingerprints on, you know, some of the clear stuff and all that good stuff. And, you know, it's a very artistic look at a very horrible thing. And it took her about a week. And, you know, she was kind of saying that she didn't really have a lot of trouble with it, which is kind of weird. Usually she does, right? But But usually, but this one didn't really give her as much trouble. So let's take a look at some of the details, because it's really cool to see it in this way. Just because when you look at it in totality, it's a really good way to sort of understand the horror of it, right? So let's go top to bottom. We're in the attic. There's not much in the attic. I mean, it looks pretty normal, except there is a sort of trap door. I mean, there's no door. It's just kind of a hole, but it's squared off and everything. And then you follow it down a shaft, and you see a body hanging from a noose by that shaft. You're like, oh, okay. That shaft appears to have holes on most floors, if not every floor. And, you know, is like at the bottom of the shaft, you can see there's a pile of bodies. Going to the top floor. On, you know, you can see what looks like a very normal bedroom and a normal hallway. There's like a maid working in a room. And you can see kind of walled off is, you know, an entrance to another trap door that a woman is falling down. There's also like a room with various, it's hard to tell exactly what, but definitely some blood and some cups and things like that. There's also what's clearly a hidden room where it's just a woman who is like, she's on the floor, she's got her hands up on the door, and it's like bloody fingernail prints going down the door, right? So this was clearly one of the rooms where somebody's put in there and just left to die. Going across, you know, you've got like, and you know, it was meant to be a hotel, this place, right? So you've got like kind of a normal looking hotel type room, another normal room. You've got a room with like an axe and like a mace on the wall, dead body, woman trapped in a room, somebody just taking a bath, hidden room that looks like a bank vault with a body in it, and then a couple nicely appointed normal looking rooms. Go down to the next floor. You've got a room with a box and blood in it. I think there's a hose that's running down from the attic. I'm assuming this is some kind of gas, some kind of two-stage procedure here. You got like a bunch of normal, nice-looking hotel rooms, and then you've got a woman stuck in a room who looks dead. You've got a woman stuck in a room that kind of looks like a labyrinth. Then you've got somebody sitting in an easy chair reading. Then you've got a woman in a dungeon-type looking room, looks bricked off or whatever, who's looked like she's given up on escape. You've got a dead body's legs, and you've got somebody just writing on a piece of paper at a desk. Now, going down this hole, from here down, there's a staircase with blood all over it that goes all the way to the basement. And when you get in the basement, I mean, this looks like a dungeon. You know, rock walls, all that shit. There's a pit with some boards over it. There's some lime. There's a, you know, cremation thing. I don't know what you call that. Like, it looks like a fucking pizza oven, but it's not. You've got boxes that I assume are full of lime, you know, for dissolving dead bodies. There's even a rack, I guess, for torturing people on and stuff. I guess that's probably what it's for. And that's kind of like the basic outline of what was going on here. And it's kind of horrifying for a lot of different reasons. I mean, I think most of all, it's just sort of knowing that there was this horrific shit going on right under everyone's nose the whole time, right? Because who would ever think that someone would do that? Like, have the means and ability to make a place like that where you could trap people in. The other good news, you can buy a print or even a jigsaw puzzle of H.H. Holmes' Murder Castle. If you go to the website, hollycarden.com/store, you can go ahead and get yourself one of those. So that's great news. It's a nice looking print. It's a nice looking piece. And I recommend it. So anyway, check that out. Check out her website and her blog about, you know, making it into a thing and how she did that if you're interested in that side of it. And I don't know, next time you're at a hotel, I guess pay attention to, you know, if there are some extra doors or some missing doors or some shit like that. Maybe ask for a diagram of the outside that you can compare to the inside. Just make sure there's nothing fucked up going on. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.